The following shiur has been presented by Rav Tzvi Ralbag, Rav of Beis Ephraim, Woodmere, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara tells us a story. Ha'u gavre dafkidzuzei gabe chavrei, a person who gave money as a pikodon to his friend. Amalei comes to him after the zmana pikodon is over. Havlei zuzoi, give me back my money. Amalei, he tells him, lo yadana hechus minu. I put it somewhere, I don't remember where I put it. Also the kamei de rova, so they went to rova. Amalei, and he told him, kol lo yadana pshiusui zil shlim. If you don't know where you placed something, then that is a pshia. You were negligent in your shmira, and therefore you must pay for it. So here we have the concept of kol lo yadana pshiusi. If you don't know where you place something as a shomer, that in itself is considered a pshia, and you always chayev. Even though the item might still be there, it might still be in your possession, if you can't come up with it at the time of the end of the shmira, that's a pshia, and you chayev to pay. There's an interesting shaila, the Arsameach in Tshuvas Arsameach, in Siman Tes Vav, has an interesting shaila. Shaila is, if you have a shomer who's watching something for someone else, and at the time when he has to return the pikodon, he decides to send it back with a taxi. He sends it back with a courier to return it to the mafkid, to the original owner. But he forgot which taxi cab he used. He forgot which taxi he sent it, which courier he sent it with. So what's the halacha? Do we say over there, kolo yadana pshiusi, since you don't remember which taxi you sent it back with, that's a pshia? Or no, perhaps kolo yadana pshiusa is only if I don't remember where I placed it. But if I know I returned it to you and I just don't remember which taxi I returned it back with you, that's not considered pshia. How do we understand it? So in order to answer the shaila, we have to understand what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that if I don't know where I placed it, it's considered a pshia. So first we have to understand that when the Gemara says if I don't remember where I placed something, that in itself is a pshia, does not mean because perhaps I put it in a bad place. The pshia is not because maybe I put it in the wrong place. No. The Ritva says that even if you know for sure that you placed it in a good hiding place, but you forgot where you placed it, that is also a pshia. And that's what's clearly in the Rambam. In Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Hamafkid etzel chaveiro bein kelim bein mois, v'omar lo yiten li pikdoni, give me back my item, v'omar lo yishoy me'eni yedei ana anachti, I don't remember where I put it, oy be'eze mokam kovalti haksofim, or where exactly I buried the money. So the Rambam says, even if I know for sure that I buried it, and I buried it in a good place, and I put it in a good place, but I don't remember where I put it, that is also considered a pshia. And the question they ask, that if that is pshat in the Gemara, that even if I know I put it in a good place, but I forgot where I put it, is considered a pshia, why is that? We don't find anywhere that if you forget something, it's considered a pshia. Whether it's in Hilchos Nezikin, in Bava Kamma, or even in Hilchos Tefillah, when a person forgets, that's not considered a pshia. Forgetting is considered an oinus. In Siman Kuf Chavs, in Or Chaim, the halach is, Mi shelo yispalel bo'et sheyesh lo zman lispalel. If a person doesn't daven a tefillah, he doesn't daven mincha, because he thinks he still has time to daven. B'nei shesobu shadayin yishor lo zman achas sheyigmor ois eisek. He thinks, I still have time, it's a half an hour till Shkia, I have time to daven mincha. Ubenkach, ubenkach, avrelo yashar, and things happened and he forgot about davening. Kulom chashuvim oinsin v'yeshlem tashlumim. The halacha is, it's considered an oinus. And says the Mogen Avraham, why is it an oinus? The shikcha mikri oinus. Because forgetting something is not a pshia. Forgetting is human. Forgetting is an oinus. It's not a pshia. Well, the question is, if forgetting is considered an einus, so why by the shomer? If he placed it in a good hiding spot, but he forgot where he put it, why is that considered a pshia? Forgetting, after all, is considered an einus. So one teretz that's given, the two terutzim that are given. One teretz which is given by the Shvus Yankov gives the teretz, and others that give the teretz, that yes, forgetting is not considered a pshia by a regular case. But where a person has to be extra scrupulous, where a person has to be extra careful, then their forgetting is also considered a pshia. For example, we know that Allah is Va'eruv Tavshilin, the Gemara in Chagiga says that if you forget the first time, it's considered an einus. You can rely on the Rav of the city. If you forget a second time, you cannot rely on the Rav of the city, even though you forgot, it's considered a pshia. Says Rashi, why is it considered a pshia? Rashi says in Chagiga, the kan tzorech liyo is charedim ledivrei chachamim. Because when it's a mitzvah in the Torah, you have to be extra scrupulous, especially if after the first time you forgot, then the second time you have to be charedim ledivrei chachamim, you have to be extra careful. And therefore, since you have to be extra careful, there, forgetting is not a teretz. Shikcha is only an oynes by regular cases. We have to be charedim ledivrei chachamim. We have to be extra careful. Their forgetting is not considered an oynes. Is not considered an oynes, it's considered a pshia. And therefore, says the Shvus Yankov, in our case also, since a shomer has to return the object, and he has to be extra careful, he has to be extra scrupulous where he placed it, forgetting is not considered an oynes, but rather it's considered a pshia. That's one way of learning. There's another way, which is unique way, given by the Nesivis. We can clarify Chakira. What's considered the Pshia? Kol Yadana Pshiusi, what's considered the Pshia? Rabbi Kivega declares, is the Pshia the fact that I forgot where I put it? Meaning, I placed it in a good place. I hid it in a good hiding place. I did my halacha of being a correct shomer. Just afterwards, I forgot where I put it. So by a shomer, forgetting is considered a pshia. So what's the pshia? The pshia is the fact that I forgot. I'm not allowed to forget when I'm a shomer. I'm not allowed to forget. So even though I was a good shomer, but the pshia is the fact that I forgot at the end where it is. Is that the pshia, says Rabbi Kivega? Or no? Maybe the pshia is not when you forgot. Maybe the pshia is when you placed it in the beginning, in a place which afterwards you're not going to remember where that place is. So when you hit it the first time, that is the pshia. The pshia is not at the end when you forget where you put it. No. The pshia is in the beginning when you put it in a place where at the end you're not going to end up finding it. The actual putting it in such a place is considered a maisa pshia. It's a difficult concept. Because how could I say I was presheya in my shmira if after all I put it in a correct place? So the Nesivis goes a step further. The Nesivis says no. It doesn't work mehilchos pshia. The reason why I'm chayev if I don't remember where I put it is not because when I placed it somewhere that's considered a pshia if I can't find it. No. The Nesivis says even if it's bebailin, even if there will be over here a case where the owners were ba'al of imoy, and pshia bebailim might be potter, and you'll be potter as a shomer, but there's a new halacha. The Nesivis in Reish Tzadi Aleph, Sifkat Yudala tells us that there's a concept of mazik. If I take somebody's item, and I put it into a place where it can never be found from, that is a maisa hezik. Even if I'm not a shomer, says Nesivis. Nesivis says, even if I go and I see there's a fire coming, and I'm trying to save somebody's item, and I go and I hide it from the fire, mitnehad leko, and I hide it and I bury it somewhere, and I don't remember where I buried it, I'm not a shomer, I was never mekabel shmira. I'm not a man, what am I? Says Nesivis, you're chayev. Why? You are a mazik. Why you're a mazik? Because if you take somebody's item, and you put it into a place where it cannot be found, then you did a maisa hezek. And even if it would be a shmira bebailim, doesn't make a difference. Even if you're potter as a shomer, you never mekabel shmira. The fact that you take somebody's item and put it in a place where afterwards it cannot be found, That is a maisa hezek. You destroyed somebody's item. For all intents and purposes, you destroyed it. That is a maisa hezek. Therefore, we have now two ways of understanding this Gemara. Kala yedana pshiusi. When a person comes and he says, I have your item, but I don't remember where I put it, it's lost. There are two ways of learning. Either we can learn that true, when you put it in the beginning, in the right place, you were a good shomer. At the last minute, when you forgot where you put it, then you were negligent. Then you were pashea, because even though you forgot, but by a shomer, shikcha, forgetting, is not an oinus. It's a pshia. So where is the pshia? Now, when you forget where you placed it. That's one way of looking at it. There's another way of learning is no. Kala yadana pshiusi means that if I put something in the beginning in a place where afterwards I'm not going to remember where that place is, then when I put it in the beginning, I hid it in the beginning in such a place, that is the act of pshia, that is the act of mazik. I'm chayev mitam mazik right at the beginning. When I put it in such a place, that is the act of mazik. Now that we understand that there are two ways of learning, kala yadana pshiusa, whether the pshia is at the end when I forget, or the pshia is in the beginning, when I put it in a wrong place, a place which at the end is not going to be found, that is the pshia. Now we can go back to the Ar Sameach's question. The Ar Sameach had a question. If I give it to a taxi to return back to the original owner, and I don't remember who the taxi driver is, I don't remember who I gave it to, what's the halacha? Says the Ar Sameach, if you learn, and he seems to learn like that, that the reason kolo yedana pshiusa is because a shomer is not allowed to forget. And when he forgets, that is the pshia, says the Ar Sameach, since when I gave it to the taxi driver, at that point I knew where I was putting it. That's not a pshia. At that point when I gave it to the taxi driver, I did an okay thing. I gave it to somebody who's trustworthy. And in the Al-Sugi of shomer shemasa l'shomer, the halacha is that if I gave it over to somebody else, mishavogel afked etzloi, somebody who is a trustworthy person, who it's usual that I send this item with this person, after all, a taxi, a courier service, is a normal place to give it, to send it, to put the pikadon, then I'm mistalik mishmirosi, according to one day in this ma. That means that I am no more a shomer. Once I gave it over to somebody who's trustworthy, somebody who you usually send things with, then the first person is no more a shomer. Since he's no more a shomer, if at the end the second person cannot pay for it, the first person is potter, the second person becomes a shomer. But the first person is no more a shomer, he is mistalik mishmirosai, says the Ar Sameach, then since at first when I gave it to the person, I was not presheya, I was not negligent, I gave it to the right person. Now I gave it to that person, I'm no more a shomer. When was I negligent? When was I presheya? I was only presheya afterwards, when I did not remember who the taxi driver was. Says the Ar Sameach, pshia is only a problem, only as long as you are a shomer. If you're not a shomer, then there's no chisaron of a pshia. If I'm not a shomer, then I'm not chayev on pshia. Pshia is only chayev, only if you are a shomer. Since over here the pshia is the forgetting who the taxi driver was, and at that point I'm no more a shomer, says the Ar Sameach, l'chari you'd be potter. Because the pshia only happened after you were nistalik mishmirosai, after you're no more a shomer. Therefore, says the Ar Sameach, you'd be potter. However, if it's the other way we learned, if we learn according to the Nesivis, that if you are a shomer and you put it in a good place, but the place that you're going to put it in, even if you're not a shomer, says the Nesivis, but you put it in a place, and the place you're going to put it in, at the end you're not going to remember where that place is, then the act of putting something in a place, in a dangerous place, in a place which you're not going to find it from, that itself is an act of pshia, that is an act of mazik, then the Ar Sameach's case, you'd be chayef. Because since the pshia is the second I gave it to the taxi driver, and at that point, since even though at the point when I gave it to the taxi driver, I knew who the taxi driver was, and it's only later on I'm going to forget who he was, but since I gave it to a place, to a taxi driver, where afterwards it nisbarer, it turns out that I don't know where I gave it, then that itself is an act of pshia. That itself is an act of mazik, according to the Nesivis. The pshia is immediately when I put it in the place where I'm not going to find it. That is the act of mazik, that is the act of pshia, in the case of Arsameach as well. So then, since you gave it to the taxi driver, at that point you are still a shomer, and at that point you were mazik, you were pasheya, you would definitely be chayev, because kolo yedana pshiusa is immediately when you gave it to the person. And in the case of the taxi driver, if I return a pikodon to a taxi driver, and I don't remember who the taxi driver is, that itself is an act of kolo yedana pshiusa. When I gave it originally to him, that is a maisa mazik, and I'd be chayev according to the Nesivos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.